At 8:06, we have sunshine, 41 degrees in Tulsa, expecting a high this afternoon of 73. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Oklahoma responds. Linemen, safety personnel, and fleet workers are among those from the Public Service Company of Oklahoma who are traveling northeast to help those impacted by Superstorm Sandy.
To assist one of our sister companies, Appalachian Power Company, which is serves up in West Virginia and Virginia and portions of those states. So we have sent about 70 people up there. They come from our Tulsa District, Lawton District, and McAllister District.
PSO Stan Whiteford says Oklahoma is just one of the many states lending disaster response help. The Oklahoma Red Cross has also sent volunteers to the disaster area. Possible decades of jail time for one of the defendants in the Victory Christian child abuse case.
Former Tulsa church janitor Chris Denman could be headed to prison for 70 years. He entered a guilty plea to first-degree rape in connection with the Victory Christian Center scandal. Denman was accused of having sex with an underage girl at the church. Charges have been filed against another former worker on a similar matter, and five staff members have been charged with knowing about the case and not reporting it in a timely manner. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
In election news, the candidates for 2nd District Congress met for a television debate on the Roger State University campus. Republican Mark Wayne Mullen says he entered the race because he was tired of the federal government's meddling.
You know, my wife and I started this race, we got into it simply because we were fed up with the intrusion of the government coming into our companies. We realized that our number one competition wasn't our competitors, but it was competing to stay open from the federal government.
Democratic challenger Rob Wallace says this race is not, however, about Mullen's business.
This race is not about any one individual. It's not about the impact of the government on any one individual. It's about everyone who lives in the 2nd District and everyone who lives in the state of Oklahoma. For too long, the Congress has been focused upon individuals sitting in seats in the Congress and not focused on the 750,000 people that each one of those seats represent.
The election is 1 week from today. In other election news, Tulsa County leaders expand duties of a citizens committee to include Vision 2 projects, should it pass next week. County Commission Chair John Smoligo says a resolution will allow the existing sales tax overview committee to take on oversight of Vision 2.
This resolution reauthorizes that committee to continue its work, not only with Vision 2025, but to take it a step further and make sure that this same committee seamlessly continues that monitoring process if Vision 2 passes in November.
The committee was first created in 2003 to make sure that dollars collected for Vision 2025 were spent correctly and as promised. The highest court in the land rejects an attempt to get a personhood amendment on the ballot in Oklahoma.
The U.S. Supreme Court upholds a ruling that a proposed Oklahoma personhood constitutional amendment would be an unconstitutional ban on abortion. The court on Monday rejected the appeal without comment. The proposal would grant fertilized human embryos the rights and privileges of citizens in Oklahoma. It was challenged by the American Civil Liberties Union and the Center for Reproductive Rights on behalf of several Oklahoma doctors and residents. The Oklahoma Supreme Court called the measure clearly unconstitutional, but that ruling was appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
A deadly hit-and-run accident southwest of Tulsa. It happened on 71st Street at Elwood. A bicyclist was hit and killed when he was struck about 10:30 last night. The driver fled the scene. Our weather forecast, sunny and very nice today. We're looking for a high of 73. It'll be clear, cool tonight, 43 for an overnight low. Now, at 8:10, we have sunshine in 41. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.